The halacha is a chiyuv sfiras ha'omer from Pesach biz shetil shvuos. The mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer from Pesach till shvuos is a mitzvah to count 49 days, and every day is a mitzvah to make a sfira. Every one of the 49 days is a mitzvah to make a sfira. The halacha is, everyone knows the halacha, that if you forgot one day to count, you carry on counting without a bracha. Why? Manushach, other don't count, other count with a bracha. So the answer is, we have a machlekes, the pashtus. If it's one mitzvah 49 days, but it's one ma'isa mitzvah to count 49 days, or it's not one mitzvah 49 days, it's 49 mitzvahs. So if it's one mitzvah 49 days, so if you missed one day, fa-fa. If it's 49 different mitzvahs, so even if you missed one day, you could carry on count. So maybe when someone forgets one day, so the halacha is, you carry on counting, but without a bracha. You carry on counting without a bracha. Why? And on the tzad that it's one big mitzvah, you lost it. And the tzad that it's 49 different mitzvahs, you could carry on counting. So you don't know what is the halacha. We misupik what is the halacha. So what the halacha is, if you forgot one day, you carry on counting without a bracha. It's one halacha. Second halacha that everyone knows, what would be if you misupik if you forgot? You're not sure if one day you counted or not. So the halacha is, you carry on counting with a bracha. Why? Shmishkibur explains, we have a Shulchan Aruch explains, we have a Sfek Sfeika. Sfek maybe every day is a separate mitzvah, so I could carry on counting. And even if it's one big mitzvah, but maybe I never forgot. So if you forgot one day, you carry on counting without a bracha, because you're misupik of the halacha that it's one mitzvah, and maybe you missed, or it's 49 different mitzvahs, and you could carry on counting. If you misupik if you forgot, so we have a sfeik. A third halacha that everyone knows, if you forget to count by night, you count by day. But by day, you count without a bracha. Why? So the pashtus, Mishnah Berurah learns, the pashtus, it's a machlekes if you only could count by night, or you could count by day also. So if you forgot to count by night, so you carry on counting by day, but you don't make a bracha, because maybe by day, it's not a mitzvah. The day after it, you could carry on counting or not. The halacha is, you could carry on counting with a bracha. If you missed one day, and on the other day, I'm saying you missed one night, and you carry on counting by day without a bracha, the night after it, you could carry on counting with a bracha. Why? So dear the Sharatzion explains. So the Sharatzion is fixed. And the Mishnah Berurah decided not to explain it, but the Sharatzion explains it. Sofek, if every day is a separate mitzvah, so I could carry on counting with a bracha. And even if not, maybe counting by day is considered a counting. These are the halachas that everyone knows. So again, if you forgot one day, you carry on counting without a bracha. Sofek is 49 different mitzvahs and you have to carry counting. Sofek is one mitzvah, you cannot carry on counting, so you count without a bracha. If you misupik if you forgot, so you have a sfeik sfeik. Sofek if you forgot the night, and even if you forgot, maybe it's 49 new mitzvahs. Or if you count it by day and not by night, so by day you count without a bracha, because maybe by day is not a mitzvah. But the day after, you can carry on counting, because you have a sfeik sfeik. Maybe it's 7 mitzvahs, even if it's 1 mitzvah, maybe the day carries on. And for them, the halacha had to be. This is every year the shaila comes up. Someone forgot to count by night, and he's misupik if he carry on counting by day. Tomorrow he could carry on counting with a bracha or not. Every year I get at least 5 shailas like that. He for sure forgot to count by night. He was planning when he woke up after davening to count. He's not sure if he remembered or not. You could carry on counting tomorrow with a bracha or not. Or, the same shaila we have, benashmoshes. Someone remembered benashmoshes that he didn't count. So, but he's mesupik, maybe it was really the other day. So the ma'aseh, the police can say b'chai gavne, you could carry on counting. We'll say later, maybe different as beirim. Could be bilchus fix fake, it's not called call misapech, because b'etz was one suffix, he counted or not on that day. By day, by night. So it's a suffix if he counted. And suffix, but maybe it's called fix fake. This is the aloha. It was a big shaila. We'll start maybe from the shaila and then we'll go back to a couple more alochas. It's a big shaila. A person had to have a ma'ase shohaya b'bnei Brak. See, it's nagat to every bachur maybe. He had to have a heart surgery during the sefira. The doctor said he'll be sleeping for 2 days. So he went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky if he could start to count the bracha. He knows on the 5th day of Sfira he's going out for 2 days. So from then he for sure will count another bracha. But if he knows that he's going to miss, so if it's one big mitzvah, we said if you miss one day, you can carry on counting with a bracha. So if you know now that another 5 days you're going to have operation, then maybe you will not count the whole 49. So maybe not to make a bracha from the beginning. Other name? So he went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky showed him a Mishnah Berurah. Reb Chaim told him not to make a bracha. He showed him a Mishnah Berurah. Top Pites. Noshim ve'avodim p'turis b'mitzvah zu, she'a ve'zman gromo, ve'kosav ha'mogen avrom, mi'u kvar shavinu alai v'choivo, de'du. Umekamedume de'bebedino yiseinu in our countries, lo'inogu noshim klal lispoil. Ve'kosav b'sefer shulchan shloimoy, ve'al kolponim lo yevorchu, that the ladies will not make a brocho. Do bevada yitu b'yayim echot. וגם על פי רויב אינו מיועדים פירוש המילס. I don't understand. So, why the ladies will not make a brocha? Because בוודא ייתו ביום אחד. So state clear that when someone for sure is going to forget, he counts without a brocha. So Melech Chaim Kanievsky told this guy, if you for sure going to have 2 days that you're not going to count, don't do a brocha. This is what Melech Chaim Kanievsky told him. And this Shaila Lechura is not Negea Dafka to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Some Bochim never made it. You know these Bochim that never made it to the whole sphere? But that's why it's Bochim that don't have a Meirel B'tzibu. But that's why I realize. Yeah, but some Bochim, they never made it. And they asked you in the beginning of the sphere, I could start to count with the Bochim or not. He knows every year he doesn't make it. Is it out or not? So it's a safer. Mishnas Yankiv, the Kopshitza, Chelek Beis, and the Agoyes Lesim and Tov Pites. He says, "Ha'isi roge loyma la'anoshim atrudim ve'ena mispalalim ba'inyan v'shchiach she'en seifrim pa'machas ha'vim roche levatole." He says, if the guy is misupik, if he will forget, so it's a sfek sfeke. Sfek if he will forget or not, and even if he forgets, the ma'aseh is some shittas hold it every day, it's every mitzvah. So if Shaif is for sure. The Sefer Likutei Chaim for the Talmid of the Minchas Chinuch. Ein mevorchim anoshim trudim. Shaif is sem. Only if it's a suffix, then sfek sfek and they can make a brach. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told this person not to make a brach. Baruch Hashem, we are zeicha today, they printed the Sefer Shulchan Shleimer. And when we see the Shulchan Shleimer inside, when the Mishnah Berurah copied, he skipped 3 words that changed the whole pshat. I want to read again the Mishnah Berurah carefully, and then I'll read it the Shulchan Shleimer. Kosav b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer. You know, it's tam. Most time Mishnah Berurah and the text, he brings the halacha, and the bottom is the Sefer Shar Atzion. It's the Mechaber the Mishnah Berurah. And there he's mitzayed the Mekoyros. Here in the text he says, Kosav b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer, Simen Tov Pites, Sifkot N'Gimel. Kosav b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer, Shal kolponim lo yevorchu, lady, noshim, Do ha'bevada yitu b'yoy mechod, Ve'gam eino mevines alosha. Shal kolponim lo yevorchu, שבוודא יתו ביום אחד, וגם אינו מבין השלוש. So the Mechaim can ask you, you're going to have a surgery, 2 days out, you go from a Isha. Now I want to read the Shulchan Shleimer. So yeah, I read one time the Mishnah Berurah and then the Shulchan Shleimer. Kosta b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer, al kol ponim lo yevorchu, sho bevad ayitu b'yom echod, v'gam einem yedis aloshim. Now I'm going to read from the Shulchan Shleimer. V'al kol ponim lo yevorchu, sho bevad ayitu b'yom echod, v'einom yedis hadin. V'gam einem yedis aloshim. We'll try to read it together. Lo yevorchu, shal kol ponim bevad ayitu b'yom echod, ve'einom yoidoi sadin. Forget they don't understand the lashon. What din they don't know? What din they don't know? Shelo yevorchu anoshim, shal bevad ayitu b'yom echod, ve'einom yoidoi sadin. What din they don't know? What? They don't know that if you forget, you have to stop to make a bracha. Right, that's what he means. But that if Lamash Labazogan, that they would know that if you forget, you don't make a bracha, then they could start the count. They will forget and they will start. But because they don't know the halacha, Simchos, not the pshat.
How do you know?
How do I know?
They know.
Tell me what, but they didn't know the halacha of what?
Well, you don't know.
That you don't say pictures. What?
Well, you don't know a lot of
it. What is the shaykh?
You know that.
This is the next piece. We got made a Mavidus Haloshim.
They know that name.
What? They don't know the Tiras Yudayim. What are the Shachas? Akol Polim lo yevorchu, shabavad ayitu yimechot, vegam ve'einom yoidoi sadin. So steht in Shulchan Shloimoi, fakert for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That if someone, the Moshe, my wife, every time she doesn't finish, yeah, I'm mad at all. But she told me that she makes the bracha because she yoides adin. She heard from the Shulchan Shleimer, so she makes the bracha. Even that she forgets, she's yoides adin. She's learning the Shulchan Shleimer. She told me, in the Shulchan Shleimer, she's learning yoides adin, so she makes the bracha.
What's the
three times? No. Ve'einom yoides adin is masbir. Because they will forget, and they don't know that from then they're not allowed to make brachas. So my wife, I know, so when I forget, I stop.
And the next time after that,
she's mevina losh. She's mevina the losh. She's mevina the losh. So man, she seems she makes a bracha. So I went to ask Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says about it. Shulchan Shleimer says to make a bracha. Shmir Shabbos gichos v'tov. We about it. Shulchan Shleimer. Chaim Kanievsky says, we pass the fee how the Chofetz Chaim brings it down. The Shaila is, it was a mistake when he was copying. So, Chaim Kanievsky says, but Lemaise the Chofetz Chaim understanded what he was writing. And he written out Kulponim Yitu. So the Chofetz Chaim holds, if someone for sure will forget, Chofetz Chaim holds, and we say, but he said the Shulchan Shleimer. The Shulchan Shleimer would say Fakel, he will listen to Shulchan Shleimer. Chaim says, we pass the fee how the Shmaya the Mishugur. But it's clear, it's no suffix, these three words are missed out. He says, no, maybe this time Chofetz Chaim was mashmidah. Kosta b'sefer shulchan shulchan. I would say that if Chofetz Chaim meant to take it out, in the text he would write the halacha and sharatzion. Shulchan shleim. Not to write. Kosta b'sefer shulchan shleim. Same with copy. We don't know what happened to these three words. But it's the shalom, halacha l'maisa, what do we do?
He will not hold it, shulchan shleim.
What?
That's
what the Ma'ase Shulchan Shleimer. 300 years ago. So the Ma'ase. Okay. So we paskin the Ma'ase like Rebbe Yashiv and like Shmuel Shapsky and Choso. Yeah, to make a bracha. Yeah. I remember I sent once a letter to Chaim Kanievsky something in Halacha. Told me in Yerushalayim you have to pass it like Rebbe Yashiv. Ask Rebbe Yashiv. So. Chaim Kanievsky himself told me that we have to pass it like a Beliashi. So now, the shayla is like this. So they had a couple more svaras. Shmuel Shabbos also told me, you don't know, maybe in the end there will not be apparition. So yeah, I said, maybe the lady will also maybe not forget, yeah? And Shulchan Shleimer from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach state that Bochum did forget to make a bracha. And they asked him what with Mishnah Berurah. He said, Noshim Shaini. Noshim, there's not a Chiyu Meikar Adin. So then we're making, for other reasons. But the Shaila, how we Mazbe Pshat, and Rebbe Yashiv, Shmir Shabbos. And Be'etzem, and every person that forgets, or whenever heard a bocha that forgot, has to start to make tshuva and all the bocha levatot that he made the whole time. That's a shayla. Someone is very, very sick. Most chances he will die. You heard not to count tefillah. You heard such a pshat. Never heard such a pshat. It's mostly the pshat. So I want to be masbir. Avada is one mitzvah to count. But the mitzvah is made from 49 days. As one side is 49 mitzvahs, then for sure you could count how much you want. You forget, it doesn't make a difference. The other side, that it's one big mitzvah. But even that it's one big mitzvah, Chazal will attack 49 brachas for this mitzvah. It's not one mitzvah, but one bracha. 49 days to count. And in every one you make a bracha. So the heft of the mitzvah is to count the 49 days. Every piece of that mitzvah of counting. Why, if you miss one day, you can't carry on counting? Be counting the 49 days. That's one big mitzvah to count the 49. Pashtus we learn because it's one big mitzvah, and if I don't have all the pieces of the mitzvah, I don't have the mitzvah. The answer is no. I have a mitzvah to count, and every piece of counting is the part of the mitzvah that I could make a bracha, even if I don't finish. Why, when I miss the day, I can't carry on counting? Because you cannot count five if you don't have number four. The counting is missing. You need to have the day that you're missing for carrying on counting the other days. The higher. One tzad is 49 days, every day is separate, doesn't make a difference, for sure is no problem. The other tzad is not the pshat that it's only one mitzvah and if you don't have all of it or nothing. It's one piece of counting. And I can't carry on counting if I'm missing something. But every day is a mitzvah. So if I start to count and I'm stopping, I was mekayim the mitzvah. I'll bring you a raya. The Torah says that if a person didn't count by night, count by day without a bracha. Why? So we said because some sheet is old that you could count by day. So with a suffix. So you count without a bracha. The Torah says no. Ve'af al pi she'en shom mitzvah bayoyim. Mikol makoyim, sopar miye, v'yochoy lehamshich lisper. He counted the day, the mitzvah is by night. But you gave it a tag, you gave it a number, so tomorrow you could carry on counting. It's a halacha. The Ritz Geros brings down a shita that if you miss a day, so the other day you say, etmol haya shtayim, today shalosh, and you carry on. There's no pshat that you were carrying the mitzvah of yesterday. But you can't count three without two. So you say, yesterday was two, today is three, and you go weiter. It's a halacha, everyone knows this halacha. It's a new rav now that's trying to make him sips halach. That if someone asks you, maybe I'll tell you, it's a big tumor, but it's a new rav. That the halacha is like this. If someone asks you how much days are to the Omer today, if you didn't count, so you don't say 24. Shechonoch. Yimshar lechaveiro yikama ayoyim. Seif dalet, tof pites. מי ששואל לו יש חברו בבן השמוש אז כמה ימי הספירה בזה הלילה יאמר לו אס מויל הויו כך וכך שאם יאמר לו היום כך וכך אינו יוכל לחזור ולמלס בברוך why can't carry on counting? Well, because he counted already. פרק דה אילי כחופץ חיים מצווה צריך לסכוונה. He was not yetzer. It's not, 24 is not a problem because the Mishabur says it's weeks. But Freedom is the boy, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. He asked me how much is today. I didn't make it to the Yeltsin. The boy says, you're right. But what some sheet is holding by the Rabban and Eina Tzorich. So for the Choymer, a bracha levatole, we choish is that you are Yeltsin Sphira. So we merely count that day without a bracha anymore. Meika Adin, you are not Yeltsin. This is the Eilin Kachavetz Chai. The Moiru Ktsia, Kavman Shebekad Moinim, says a different terence. He says, you're right, you're not Yeltsin. But the day is counted, you can't count it. It has a tag. You can't count it, it's counted. You lost your mitzvah for today. You can't count. I'll give you enough minute la'alochir. Happened to Maise. It was a bocher. Someone asked him, how much is today? He said, 24. He said, 6. He said, well, you can't count anymore, everyone told him. So he turns up, he's not counting anymore, right? He didn't know that la'alochir is just counting again without a bracha. So he didn't count. Came the other day, 7 days, he wants to count. There's one second, I didn't count yesterday. So you can ask me, you can count or not. In Yeshiva, like every day is one shot at Sfira Sa'ira. L'ribuya Bochri. So what is the halacha? So what is the halacha? So l'chol, if you don't have a Chaim, he missed it. Because he was not Yaitze. We told him then not to make a bracha because to be choishish. But the ma'isi was not Yaitze. So he missed it. Lefidim bar v'ktsia, he doesn't miss it. He was not the kind of mitzvah, but the day is counted. He could carry on counting with a bracha. So when I was machriel ma'isi, I told him to make a bracha. Because he has a sfek sfeke. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah, and maybe the ma'isi is right. Maybe the time is wrong, maybe I have a sfek sfeke. So this was my psalm. And he can carry on counting with a bracha, because he has a sfek sfeke. Maybe every day is a separate day. And maybe the Morik Tzir is right. Well, why is that a sfek sfeke?
By din, you're
going to get on to the next day. Not by din, by count. You see, by day, you see also the Mitzah of the sfek sfeke, by day you hear it or not.
My focus between the Mr. Bru and the Marek Sia, you don't say Sfek Sveika if I want, as I came in and Sfek Sveika later.
The same thing we have Machlekes, and by day you eat or not, and we count, and we consider that Machlekes, right?
That's true.
So, Mikol Makoyim. See, Adam Yashem, bro. Mikol Makoyim. So, name your name. So, what is the pshat? The day is counted. When the day is counted, the Meli carry on counting. So this is the first chiddush. Now, I just want for the lomdim. This is a double bowl, the ma'ase. There's a taste, even that the shtikl teira is very close. And the ma'ase we have up Shemzam or Miliyashiv that tell us that we could make a bracha, at least a guy that started to count sphere, and even if he forgets to make a bracha, there's a taste of some ksuvis that I find base. Can you make more ksuvis? Because I'm leaving you over Shabbos, you try to find the teretz. More ksuvus dafa and base tastes in ksuvus that the chur stayed like a Chaim Kanievsky. Tesarosh, I think it stayed even klorer. They were maschil with sofro lo leatzmo. A nida counts, a zava, nida counts 7 days. Vim toima, ramai enu mevarech a zava al sfiroso. Kmoi she bevorchim al sfiras haima. Doxi ve sofro. וישלם עד הם מבורכים אלא ביובר, שמבורכים בייסדין בכל שונה, שלא אילם יכולים להסק הסדר, וכן אוימר, אבל זובו שם תירה טיסטויר, אין לו לינבייס. So בהשקוף הראשון, if you learn פקיאס דיק, it's ממש הסתיר. Read again. וישלם עד, שמבורכים אלא ביובר, שמבורכים בייסדין בכל שונה, שלא אילם יכולים להסק, וכן אוימר, אבל זובו, שאם תירה תיסטויר, אין לו לימנס. סבחו שתי תקלור, that if it's a צד, that you're going to break it, you can't make a bracha. So if someone's going to have an operation, the chuli for sure has to stop. You can't count for the bracha. This is what the Pekim wanted to bring a raya against Rabbi Yashiv. Again, Rabbi Yashiv holds that a person could make a bracha, even if it's 98%, that maybe you'll have to go to the hospital. Maybe even 100%. As they had the Shmir Shabbos. Reb Chaim says no. Shteit mi Mishneh Berurah Shulchan Shleimer, the vision of the Mishneh Berurah Shulchan Shleimer, that if you're for sure going to forget, you can't make a bracha. Or Shulchan Shleimer Shteit, you could make a bracha, only if you don't know the halacha. Chur, it tastes in Ksubis, Shteit Azeh Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So I want to read the taste is good. The Yishleimah. שאין מבורכים אלא ביובל שמבורכים בייסים בכל שונה שלא אילם יוכלים לס. וכן אימא, אבל זובו שאם תירה תיסטר אין לו לימנס. What he says? You could say that he means, there they could finish it, and here maybe something will happen. I want to say as azach. A zovo that starts to see in the middle of the 7 days, so she never had a shiva nikim. So the counting was never a counting. So it's a gomish. Oymer, we said, I counted Oymer. I didn't finish. Shimtira Tisfer. So, Epizadik and Teisarosh here, you have to go to Gate Arayan, you know, in the Teisarosh. So, it's all about the cloud. Melam Beir, the rice, and the Pekir, is the Bechalish, and rice. It's a fakeld go. If you read good at Taisa state, that only because Tisto you can't make a bracha. Taisa doesn't say stam v'yishlema, you can't make a bracha because maybe Tire. Why Taisa doesn't say v'yishlema, you can't make a bracha? Because she's not sure what will happen. The Taisa says it's not a reason not to make a bracha. It's not a reason not to make a bracha. We'll go to the next place. Is a aloche, the Bur aloche at a sofek. It's a double nifla meoid, but listen carefully. The Bur aloche has a sofek. Is Shemea Koine helps in Sfira Sarimer or not? Someone will count, not on the bracha. The bracha for sure Shemea Koine helps. And the Sfira. Shemea Koine helps or not? The Bur aloche tries to bring Rai Saher, Rai Sahin. He found the Ritz Games. Usfartem Lochem. So I have a cousin, Ramot Chayaf, and he has a yeshiva in America. When he was a bocher, he came to ask the stipler Akash. He came to ask the stipler. There's a Ran in Psochim. The Ran in Psochim state, some brochas you make al, some brochas you make le. The moshel. Le honiach tfilin. Tfilin shriyat. Le hisate betzitzis. That is God. That is God. That is God. Leisatev betzitzis. Some mitzvahs you make al. Al amile, al ashchite. When you make al, when you make le. Zog deran eklar, it's a lot of kashas. Lese beshliach, you make le. Lehoniach tfilin. Leisatev betzitzis. Likvoya mezuzah. Isse beshliach, you make al. Al amile, al ashchite. This is the club. Now, there's a lot of questions. So the run starts. We'll take two of the questions. Al mikro Megillah. If you can't send someone, you know, you read the Megillah, I'll go to dance already. You have to go there. And for the run, oh, but you could have Shemei Koine. You don't have to mamish read it yourself. You could be yaitze with Shemei Koine. Val, you could be yaitze with Shemei Koine. Si heist, isse beshliach. Frank the Rana Kashe. Al Sfira Sa'imer. So he says, while the Oimer was Korev, and they count for that Sfira, so the Mele you make Al. Why the Rana doesn't answer the same Teretz? What's the Teretz? Is it a Shemei Koine? Is the Raya from the Rana that Shemei Koine doesn't help with Sfira Sa'imer?
But every time the Bracha itself, it for sure works.
We're not speaking of the bracha, we're speaking of the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be the shliach, not the bracha. Also, tefillah, you can make a shliach to make it the bracha. So, no chamor. So, the kasha was the Chofetz Chaim, at the sefek of Shemei Koine, helps in Sfira Sa'im Eronat. And he's matar tzach and matar tzach. And the only raya that he found was the Ritz Geirus. The only raya that he found is the Ritz Geirus. Svartem lochem lechol echot ve'echot. Why didn't he bring a raya brura? Raya brura? It says that the Ran says Al Mikro Megillah is called Isse B'Shliach because it's called Isse B'Shliach because you could send someone to be Shemei Koine and he asks the Kasha Al Mikro Megillah and he doesn't answer Shemei Koine. The stipler put down his head in 10 minutes and he said Tzorich Iyum God. Chaim had to bring it. Aran al Arif, the Chofetz Chaim brings. So I think the Teretz, Efshur. I asked Reb Chaim, he told me it's Emes. Reb Shlomo Zalman also told me that it's Emes. Chochmot Chezrachi told me, Reb Chochmot Chezrachi, that he thinks the 10 minutes of this type of thinking made me to have the Teretz. So Ken's like, but he was also masking to the Teretz. So the Teretz is Azeh. The Teretz is Azeh. I want to be masking. And it's a big yisrael in the aloche of Sfira Sain. A big yisrael in the aloche of Sfira Sain. He told me when I was a bochum that Shad is Azeh. The aloche is, you have to count Sfira Sain. What would it be if you, when you're counting Sfira Sain there, you don't understand? You're not yet? Even at every kol, moshul, every aloche, mikro megillah, if you don't understand, you're yet. Right? So right, the Gemara says, no one knows what it means. There's a Gemara. No one knows what it means. It's all about the famous, you know, Briska Teira, that the Rashash asked a Kasha, Mevatlim Teira L'Mikra Megillah. What does Shach ask Mevatlim Teira L'Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is also Teira. It's a different Tirusim. One of the Tirusim is, but Achash Tachbanim Ne'er Amochim, you don't understand. So these two words will be Vital Teira. This is what the Gemara means. Yeah. But Mikol Mokoyim. Mikol Mokoyim. So the Aloch is Yaitzim. So why in the Sfira Sa'im are you not Yaitzim? The answer is, what is the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'im? To count, today is two, today is three, today is four. If you don't understand, you're not counting. The mitzvah is to count, not stand to count. To speak it out. Don't count in your heart, speak it out. The Dvar Avraham brings down a shayla. Someone, a lot of times, you know, you don't remember what is the day. What's today? As a guy, he didn't remember. He knows it's in the 20s, yeah? So he could say, I am 23, he's covered or not? Manushah, he counted all the three. It happens sometimes, you know, you're by night in the room, 2 o'clock by night, remember you didn't have a ma'arif, there's no one to ask, it's Sfira Sa'im. So what do you do? You don't know the Hebrew dates, you see, Tesir, you don't know what it means, yeah? You don't know what day you're holding. What to do? So the shalit you could say, Hayom esrim v'arba yom sheim shlosh shavuos v'shlei yamim. Hayom esrim v'shalosh yom sheim shlosh shavuos v'shtei yamim. Hayom esrim v'chamish yom shlosh shavuos v'arba yom. So the Dvar Avraham says, "Gomish mitnisht." You didn't count. Counting is 1, 2, 3. Maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3. It's not counting. And even if you do it at different hours, Hayom esrim v'shtayim v'nazar. He wants to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Pshat the Magen Avraham, he says, why when you don't understand, you're not Yoitzer? Because you have to count. He said, the Veld says, this is the Pshat. Why in Chutzlos, the Rabban Asakashe, you know, you keep 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos. So why you don't count Omer twice? Start to count on the second day Pesach, we start to count, right? Everyone starts. Then, the first day Chol HaMoed, start to count again, just in case. And don't worry, it will work out. It will finish before the second day Shavuos. Like in Sukkot and Musaf, you say both, right? It's not a problem to say both. You don't know, you say both. Zogad Bar Avraham, if you don't know, you can't count. And he says in Zman Chazal that they didn't know the days, they didn't count. There's no counting Misafik. Mishtar Zazach to count Misafik. B'meile, when someone is moitzim in Shumei Koine, in Sfira Sa'ira, who is counting? I'm counting. He can't count for me. He can say the words for me. I have to count the Oimer, but not stand to count. Neither counts in her heart. Here I have to count and speak out the counting. To count and speak it out. This is Mechiv. To count and speak out the counting. The other person cannot be moitzim me. So Vali cannot be moitzi me in the counting. So I'm counting. It's not called. It's not a deachav. Even that the words he could do, but the mitzvah he can't. Megillah he does. I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting there. I have to connect my ear. Oh, but he's doing the ma'aseh mikra Megillah. Here I'm doing the sphere. He's doing the words. I have to understand. And I say a big chumrah. The moshav. A lot of times guys are not sure what is the day. Yeah? I'm not speaking when it's OCD. But when the guy is not so sure. So he says, Ayom Esrim V'Arba, then he just goes to check someone. Sometimes, you know, after count, the guy says, it was 24, right? Afazei Vayel, he was Mesupik, he was not Yetzir Bichlal. Don't go to ask. Manav Shach. If you're Mesupik, so you're not Yetzir. You can't count Mesupik. It's not called counting.
Why can't you believe?
Well, he didn't count believe.
If you can't believe, who says you have to say it?
Well, it's a locha, you have to say it.
The
counting has to be spoken out. So some people say more than that. Some people know that today is 24. But, you know, their Hebrew is not the strong side. And they don't know that Esri V'Arba Shehem, some notion. They know it's 24 in 3 weeks. They know where, what is the Shavuos and the Yomim and the Esri V'Arba is a big tzad in Anad Yetzin. The sphere has to be bepeh with the numbers. Someone knows that it's the day 24, but he doesn't know how it walks into the words of Esri V'Arba. He doesn't know if Arba means 20. Or, you know, he's a new guy, you know, he's a new Yiddish guy. No, I'm saying. could be this person is better from the Moshul to count in Chinese and Russian, all these languages. No, I'm not speaking about it's Lalocha. Moshul, you know, doesn't know Hebrew. He sees the English, the other language vision, and then he's trying, he wants to say in the Lashon HaKodesh. Could be, he has to know how the words fit. He has to know how it fits. So it's not going to you because you say it. These people. We'll go back. The interesting Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Tzadigila Medrash Pliya She'en Kedug Moset. I never saw such a Shulchan Aruch. Tov Tzadigila Seif Aleph. Tell me if you met in your life such a Shulchan Aruch. Noyagin Shelo'inliso Isho. We don't get married Ben Pesach Le'atzeres Ad Lag Bo'eino. Reading again. Noyagim Shelo'inliso Isho Ben Pesach Le'atzeres Ad Lag Bo'eino. It's one of the reasons. It's a couple more reasons. When the Goyim came to Yisrael, you know, the Masa Atzlav also started in that time. Also, Gzeiras Tachvatat also happened in that time. There's a lot of reasons why they don't get married. The main reason what most people today know is because Talmid Rav Akiva. There's a list of 5-6 reasons why Tage don't get married. When Pesach and Shavuos Ad Lag Bo'eino. Then Seif Beis. Ne'egim Shelo Listaper Ad Lag Bo'eino. Shoyim Rim Shalos Posku Milomus. Seif Dalet. Ne'egu Anoshim Shelo Lassis Melocha Mi Pesach Ve'ad Atzeres. Zog the Mishnah Bura. Why? Two reasons. Because they were busy, they were koiver them after Shkia. So the meaning of the ladies, not again. So we have learned three halachas. Noagu shelo liso noshim mi pesach ad atzeres ad lag boimer. We don't understand what it means. Yeah, we know it means to lag boimer, yes? So why pesach ad atzeres ad lag boimer? Well, see, base, you don't take care because it's still lag boimer. We'll go to it in a second, the halachas. The last halacha is, noagu anoshim, not to do meloche fim pesach tu shvuas fim Shkia. Why? One reason, because the Leviathan of Talmid Rabbi Akiva took time after Shkia. And another reason is, because Sfira Sa'imer is the time is by night. It says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmim is Tien, or Shei Shabbos is, so they had a meaning not to do Meloch. Frank de Sharatzion, I don't understand. If the first reason had to be, Noah Goa Noshim Shulazis Meloch, Mi Pesach Ad Atzeres, Ad Lag Bo'eino. As if they hear, because you're allowed to take it like Bo'eino, because they stopped to die. So let the Noshim to start to do Meloche after Lag Bo'eimer. First the Noshim is Nagun Shalai Lisa Noshim with Pesach Ad Atzeres Ad Lag Bo'eimer. It means Ad Lag Bo'eimer. Seif Beis, you don't take haircuts, also till Lag Bo'eimer. Seif Dalet, the Noshim don't do Meloche till Shavuos. So if the reason they don't do Meloche because Sheva Shabbos is Tmimes, that's in our days the Noshim, but Sheva Shabbos is Tmimes, Tiyano, say that. But if the reason is Mitzad, Tamid Rav Akiva, so everything stops in Lag Bo'eimer. So the Shor HaTzion says, Ein Echanami, you don't have to be Machmi. Yeah, it's a bit of Shver. So I heard, he said that Varim, I heard from Shver. It's really about down, which Shmuel brings it down. What is the Pshat? Why Take, Talmid Rav Akiva died from Pesach Ad Shavuos? Well, it was a fest of Achlekes and the Yeshiva and everyone Lenoag and Kovitz, and it's mevur in the sugya now. It's really a while that they were not married Kovitz and Zev. This Yomim, HaMesugolim, Kinyon HaTeir, Dibur Chaveirim, was a bigger tvi, and Talmid Rav Akiva, and the Mele they died. Now, the Moshel, there's two shittas what happened. One shittah, they started to die from Pesach straight to like Ba'omer, or to Lamedalet Ba'omer, if we'll see in a second, in Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Another shita is, they died 33 days inside of that time. In this time, they didn't die Shabbos, they didn't die Rosh Chodesh, they didn't die Yom Shabbat Tachmon. Why do you feed that pshat to do a whole party like Bo'eimer? Because like Bo'eimer is Mesamel, the 30 days they didn't die. So what is the pshat? This means the Rabbi says you could choose different days. Well, the pshat, you could choose different minhagim. If they die the first 33 days, you have to do the first 33 days. The Torah says, they died 33 days inside. We picked the time. These days is a reason. Just again, we choose 33 days. So maybe we do it ad lag ba'ayimah. But be'etzem, the zman is the goyim. And could be they died around the zman. So shalom nisa noshim, they only took 33 days. But the moshul, the minig of the noshim ta'avelis, they did the whole time. Some people the moshul, a machmer, and music the whole time. The avelis, as in these days, these are yomim yuchodim. The man, this is the pshat. Nagu shalom nisa noshim, the Pesach al lag ba'ayimah, these are the yomim yuchodim. Now, what is the halacha? So one of the halachas is that you're not allowed to take a haircut. Till lag ba'ayimah. So we have a machlekes Ashkenazim b'Sfardim. If it's still lag ba'ayimah or it's still lamedalet ba'ayimah. If it's still lag ba'ayimah or it's still lamedalet ba'ayimah. Minhag Ashkenaz is still lag ba'ayimah by day. The people that do from the beginning. Minhag b'Sfard is till lamedalet. Now the shaila is like this. This year, lag ba'omer is Sunday. You're allowed to take a haircut Friday or not? You're allowed to take a haircut Friday or not? Nothing to shy. You're allowed to take a haircut Friday or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, at least for the people in Ashkenazim. For Sephardim, most Rabbanim hold they're not allowed to take Friday. But for Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to take a haircut mipnei kovid haShabbos. The Shaila, what he means mipnei kovid haShabbos. So some people understand Shabbos. So really make a bridge, yeah, kovid Shabbos. So Rav Moshe Feinstein learns that make over the Shabbos means or be a bizarre for Shabbos when a person starts to take a haircut Sunday. It's a bizarre. B'meile, to take the haircut before Shabbos. It's a bizarre for Shabbos. Not that it's already kal. I'll tell you, Moshe, there's a big shaila. Someone made a bris Sunday. He's allowed to take last Shabbos, not like Boyim. This week was a guy, he asked me a shayla, he made a bris Sunday morning. Called me on Friday, he's allowed to shave or not? Shabbos says it like Boyimah. If like Boyimah is Sunday, you could shave before. So my bris is Sunday, this Sunday. You want to know if you could shave Friday before? Machlek is a poiskim. I told him, Shabbos is allowed to, I told him he's allowed to. But Machlek is like if you're allowed to or not. Shabbos, what is the time that it's different? Tells us, if it's covered Shabbos is the Zelda. If it's the Bizayon for Shabbos, so could be it's a Bizayon if God's Klal Yisrael, if people make up a date. This person didn't decide to take a haircut Sunday. What would be if it would be no bris, the kid would be yellow? None of them say that he doesn't have a heter. Not that he doesn't have a heter because maybe the kid would be yellow. But the pshat is, it's not that he pushed his haircut after Shabbos. Sunday morning, if he has a bris, he will make a... Here, everyone knows, like, Boim, are you going to shave? I mean, you're going to leave it for after Shabbos? Like, the grandfather of the kid asked me, you know, he was mechubad in Sadekoyev, but he was mevata to his father. He asked me before he passed it over if he could shave it in Sunday. Now he's a Sadek, he got Sadekoyev. Gradi will push it over. But he said if he would shave it, then the kid would be yellow. He was over there. So this is the shayla. So this is the shayla be'etzer. So where's the nafkimina lemaisa? The nafkimina lemaisa is, it's a very big shayla. I'll explain to you where's the nafkimina. Again, lemaisa is, Dovah shalom nisbar b'poisim kol atzoyos. This year, we said you're allowed to shave Friday. Shabbos legamra. You're allowed to shave Friday. For Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Baya. But Ashkenazim could shave Friday. You're allowed to shave Motzei Shabbos? Well, every like Bo'emer, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take a haircut by night. You're only allowed to take the haircut by day. Some people have minhagim, not like that. But the Iker halacha is, the haircut is only by day and not by night. This year, then you're allowed to shave already Friday. You're allowed to shave again Motzei Shabbos or not. And I will divide the question to two shailas and a lemaisa. You're allowed to shave again Motzei Shabbos. Question number one. Question number two, someone that forgot to shave Friday. Now he wants to shave Motzei Shabbos. Is it allowed to or not? So I think in the second case, the fear of Moshe Mistam is not allowed. The whole heter was lifnei kovel haShabbos. Afazei by that he didn't use the heter, ein lecha bizayin gadol mizeh. Ein lecha bizayin gadol mizeh. If the pshat is stam, that is a chalois heter, so they want to say kevin shehutro hutro. Vav was very mutar kevin shehutro hutro. But if it's not chalois heter, so they tell you don't shave after Shabbos, as we make up at Shabbos. So if you didn't shave before Shabbos, I think it's an Isur Gomor to shave after Shabbos. The only shaila is that it's Adayin Loi Boru, Bochim that did shave Friday, and they want to shave again after Shabbos. Like this kind of boys like to shave, yeah? He wants to shave. The shaila is if you're allowed to or not. You're not allowed to, that's very strange. Okay, stop.